The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Harley Carnes, you've just been granted a tax break.
Yes, I have. You know, not that much for me because I'm not wealthy, but the wealthy people are going to do pretty well. Everybody's going to do better, including people who don't pay any taxes at all if they have kids. This is the first major overhaul of the nation's tax laws since 1986. Now, when I said that about kids, if you're really poor, you don't pay any income taxes already, federal taxes. But they're going to double the child tax credit. So even though you didn't pay anything into it, they could send you a check for $1,400.
Oh,
that's not too bad.
No.
Yeah.
Good
if
stuff.
You're a typical middle-income taxpayer, you'll make $2,500 or more this coming year. It's only $50 a week, but we can all use it, that sort of thing. Now, you take the same percentage tax cut that the middle class gets, you hand it to someone who makes more than $1 million a year, and they're going to average $70,000 improvement. Proportionally, it's the same kind of number, but it just sounds a lot better for the rich, and that's what the Democrats love to say. Look at all the money they're giving the wealthy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, central theme of Obamacare has been overturned?
Well, this is very big, too, because what they did, and it's part of the legislation, they've gotten rid of the requirement that all Americans must carry health insurance or face a tax penalty. And if you take the mandate, so to speak, out of Obamacare, you've taken the core out of it. You've literally cut the heart out of it because an awful lot of people won't buy health insurance because they feel healthy,
yeah.
Like young people. And Obamacare will fall apart more quickly than it already is. Increasing premiums, which are already happening, are likely to force Congress ultimately to come back and do what they haven't been able to do so far, which is address the next big issue, which is competition.
Yeah.
So if you increase the competition instead of regulate and keep the number of insurance companies operating in a particular area down to 1, 2, 3, or 4, something like that, then if all of a sudden you've had a choice of 10 or 15 of them, obviously the prices would come down.
Yeah.
But the Democrats have stood in the way of doing that so far.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. Harley, I've got to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. All right.
All right. Harley Carnes from the United States.